If the nations of the world do not reduce the gases which are causing global warming, sometime in the next century, there is a serious risk of dramatic changes in climate, which will change the way we live and the way we work, which could literally bury some island nations under mountains of water and undermine the economic and social fabric of nations. We must work together. We Americans know from our own experience that it is possible to grow an economy while improving the environment. We must do that together for ourselves and for the world. Building on the work that our Vice President Al Gore has done previously with the Chinese government, President Zhang and I are working together on ways to bring American clean energy technology to help improve air quality and grow the Chinese economy at the same time. But I will say this again, this is not on my remarks. Your generation must do more about this. This is a huge challenge for you, for the American people, and for the future of the world. And it must be addressed at the university level, because political leaders will never be willing to adopt environmental measures if they believe it will lead to large-scale unemployment or more poverty.